That's correct. I can't even get it out. Excuse me. My voice is still not 100%. That is correct. Welcome in. Welcome back to a Heisman coronation ceremony edition of the Always Irish Show. Not only just a coronation ceremony, but one that the Irish willfully helped with and participated in happily all night in Hollywood, folks. Welcome in. You can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Give the video a thumbs up. It helps in the search algorithm. Notifications on. That way you'll be alerted every time a new episode drops. You don't want to miss anything, do you? This cheerful face, you don't want to miss it. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish Rat. Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishnd@gmail.com. Audio only, anywhere you want me, you could get me. Call in line 312-900-8815. Give me a call tomorrow morning. We have a lot to cover. Give me a call. We have a lot to cover. Fighting Irish Wire, we got stuff out all weekend. Check it out. Make it a part of your daily media routine. Again, first things first, I do apologize. The voice is a little iffy. Forgive me, all right? Been a long week, not feeling well. This didn't help things, Eddie. Let's start here. I got a lot to cover, and I don't want this to drag on forever, so I'm going to try and get to the point. What a wild day in college football, huh? Once I get into this, I know it's going to turn Notre Dame heavy and then get tricky, and I'm going to get off the path. So let's cover some other stuff first. Ohio State, what a complete joke. What an absolute joke what you did at home in front of all your people in your biggest rivalry. Ryan Day, born on third base. Maybe lunatic Harbaugh's onto something. Just a disgraceful performance. Michigan spikes the flag in midfield. Best day of their lives. Awful job, Ohio State, Ryan Day. Embarrassing performance. Clemson, I'm starting to question the culture of a program I've admired for a long time because I thought it was Notre Dame's closest model to what's been elite. I'm starting to question it. They look a mess. Guys, their own team arguing on the sidelines. I got issues there, too. Program I admired. Closest one that's won titles Notre Dame could try and emulate. I don't know what's going on there. Oregon gave up a big lead. Bad job there. The one that hurts me the most, you know which one it is. You already know it. Brian Kelly himself. While we were Brian Kellying ourselves. At the exact same time, Brian Kelly himself to Jimbo, the ultimate clown of clowns with one conference win during our game. And since we were too busy helping the rival QB who didn't even want to go to USC but got paid to go there late, who had painted on his fingernails, F-U-C-K-N-D, we were too busy handing that guy the Heisman, handing USC a path to the playoff to even be able to enjoy the Brian Kelly-ness of last night. It's driving me insane. We Brian Kelly'd ourselves while Brian Kelly Kelly'd himself. This is one of the more frustrating games I can remember. Just absolutely aggravating in every single way. Every single way. Just the way the game was played. Just every single thing about it. Every single time Williams ran around, we didn't get him. 80 more blood pressure points. Get up into my head. It was frustrating, like 17 Miami, 19 at the Big House. Cincinnati at home when we lost. Just... this was top-notch frustration for me. Just watching this guy run all over. Just run all over, clown you, dance around you. I just couldn't handle it. It was enraging. And the worst part of it is, this isn't even a USC team that I could say bought into USC for the long haul and all that. Nope. Flipped it over in a half a year, come in here, and then have power of the rivalry year one of first coaches. That's how simple it could be. Not for us, but for others. That's how simple it could be to turn things around fast. This game has so much connected to it. I'm switching up the format of this show today so I can keep one stupid thought in my head at a time. There's a lot here to keep track of. Let's go over a few main themes and some wide-ranging bullet points. Number one, you had a really bad day, Notre Dame. You had a real crappy day. First, your best win and your best loss fell apart in front of America's eyes. All right? So that happened before anything with us happened. Your best win and your best loss don't look good anymore. That happened. Michigan clowns Ohio State at home. That game was a joke. And then we basically go ahead and send USC to the playoff and end the showboat money chaser, the Heisman, and let him punk us and clown us all night. Doing Heisman poses, just the whole thing. It's like Carson Palmer all over again in 02. You're going to let that spark what that turned into after it? It's what it feels like. You better be damn careful, Notre Dame. You better be damn careful what you're starting here. I remember that, Carson Palmer. What happened after that? Look at what they turned into. You got to be careful here. As a Notre Dame fan, one thing you learn early, especially if it's a family deal, it's never okay to lose to Southern Cal just for existential program reasons. It is never okay. I don't care. First time coach, last time coach, I don't care. One thing you can't do in the DNA of Notre Dame is lose that game. Lose that game. And you did it. It looked bad doing it a lot of the day. It's a rough scene. It's a rough scene. So you had a bad day. You let this guy clown you, mock you, pose on you. It offends you to the core. It just offends your soul as a Notre Dame fan to watch it. It just does. And it's just the showboat nature, the flashy, just all of it. Like, you could say when you're that good, you're entitled to act that way. Fine. It's just not the way I live. All right. It's not the Notre Dame way. It all just lines up for me losing whatever air I have left. So you had an awful day, Notre Dame, in every single way. Like, your best win, your best loss don't look as good. And then you hand it over to USC everything they wanted to accomplish under the lights. Not your best effort. Not a good day, Irish. Losing this game is bad. You've instantly lost the power in the relationship, and you can't let it stretch any further than it already has. Biggest number one theme of the overall game that I talked about is maintaining the power dynamic in this relationship. Notre Dame's won 7 of the last 9, everyone since 17. To give it up this easily and literally provide a coronation celebration show-off point for this quarterback, it offends me to the core, and it's just not going to not. It's not going to not. So that's number one. You just gave up in one offseason. All it took for you to give up 7 of the last 9, maintaining full control of this rivalry. Awful job. Losing it, no matter what it looked like, was going to be bad. Us not playing really good football or close to our best football, that might be the worst part of all this. That's what bothers me the most. It isn't just the fact that you lost to USC. It's that we didn't even give them close to our best shot. That I have a hard time accepting. If we played a very acceptably solid game and Williams makes a few plays to make the difference, my tone's a little different. That's not what happened. We didn't come in there ready to play. Made a bunch of mistakes. I can't make that okay in my mind. This discussion's different if we played a solid game, in my opinion, came up short to a Heisman Trophy candidate. That's a different post-game show than the one I'm having right now, because that's just not what happened. Notre Dame did not give it their best shot, and I refuse to accept that. This is your arch enemy, DNA rival to the core in every single way, and you didn't come ready to play, and they did. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. Next, Listen, our fan base is meaner to each other than anything the Southern Cal people are saying to me. I mean, we are brutal to each other, and I'm not saying I'm not a part of it. I'm right in the mix, too. It's how I built this brand for 7 years, being in that fray. But I'm just telling you, we're way worse to each other on Twitter and social media than anything I've seen from USC. I have seen anything from responses of 8-4 with a backup quarterback against a really tough, legitimately tough schedule in a first-year coach with all these changes is a good job by Freeman, and we should look at it that way. I saw a lot of that last night. All the way to, and we were only two plays away from probably winning this game, or at least being in a one-possession thing at the end. It's not that bad. I've seen a lot of that. All the way to the other extreme of, this proves Freeman's never going to figure it out. He's in over his head. He got totally out-coached and out-foxed by USC. He's never going to figure it out. Him and Reese, like, just got package deal, need him gone. I have seen all of those thoughts on the same timeline of people that all love the same team last night. It's wild how varying the opinions on Notre Dame football are from our own fan base. No, I say it every time something comes up. It's never black and white with Notre Dame. We live in the gray area. It's such a wide-ranging fan base in every different way. I just think you're going to have people who see it different no matter what, a million different ways. So pick your angle, whatever, and you can find a reason this year to make it fit your position. That's what I've come down to with that. You know, was this a successful year, a failed year? Where do we look at it? It's in the eye of the beholder and how you want to look at it. You can rationalize a position to answer that no matter what answer you want to give is kind of what I'm saying. All right? But the biggest thing that couldn't happen happened. You let that power and that rivalry flip year one and you made it look too easy. That's a red flag for Notre Dame. Bad look. You just couldn't do it and you did it. It's a shame. It's a shame. So I don't know what to make of the fan base. It's everybody's blaming everybody and everybody's pointing different fingers. It's believe what you want to believe. I'm not telling anybody else what to believe. I did that the first few years I had this show. It's too hard. You're never going to get anybody. It's like politics. If somebody's got their mind made up, all the talking to them in the world isn't going to change it. So I do me, give my position. You guys do you. I don't care. I got to be able to live the way I got to live. Let's talk about blame. Who do you blame for this? It's a lot. It's a lot of everything. A BK roster, a backup quarterback doing his best but is limited, a bad night on defense, got no breaks, the refs not calling holding 600 times in a row, no run game, lost the turnover battle, started slow. You want me to keep going or is that enough? All of it was bad and not good enough. Freeman didn't prepare these guys right. It's ultimately unacceptable. Freeman did not prepare these guys right. USC started the game ready to go. We did not. That was just crystal clear. That's unacceptable. Why did that happen? I want to know why that happened. If you got a problem, I want to identify why. Did you load the guys up with all the turkey and that stupid turkey chemical made them sleepy before the game or what? How in the hell is it possible you're playing your rival and they get the playoff and a Heisman on the line, and you're sleepwalking like mummies the first defensive drive. In slow motion while they punk you down the field for 7. How is that physically possible? Horrible job preparing this team mentally and physically for this game. I don't know what went wrong, but it all did. Reese, some people still love him and think he's boy wonder. When he gets a good quarterback, it's going to be great. Other people want him gone today, and by today, I mean 6 months ago. Pick a lane on Reese, whatever you want. I just, that's another one where half of these people that look at film all day still say genius, wait till he gets a good quarterback to work with. And the other half says, USC's defense sucks And Tommy Rees, boy wonder, put up 7 points against in the first half with everything on the line. Is that all execution? You blaming the players for all that. None of that schematic. Seemed to me USC knew exactly what Notre Dame was going to do on offense and played well to protect against it early on. That doesn't equate getting out coached. Come on. Next, Williams is really, really good. He's really, really good. Probably deserves the Heisman. His, F-U-C-K-N-D on the nails. Just a classless USC touch that you would expect. Just no humble quality, nothing. It's all L.A., baby. Showboat money. Showboat money. That's what it's all about out there. I detest that lifestyle to a core. It's not who I am. It's not who I could ever be, and I detest it and the values behind it. It's about money and flash and swag, and I just don't live that way. So Williams is good, probably earned the Heisman on merit, and he's a terrific player, probably deserves the award. At the same time, Notre Dame made it easy on him and inflated how good he was. Why do Notre Dame people have trouble accepting both of those as being true? All night on Twitter, I have people acting like I'm saying Williams is bad or something. No, Williams is really, really good. We made him look significantly better than he is by us playing terribly, is my point. Both are true. He's really good, and us playing a really crappy game defensively made it look even worse for us and gave him the coronation Hollywood script they all wanted. We played right into it and handed it to him. Rough to watch all night. Okay? So both of those are true at the same time. He's really, really good. Probably deserves the Heisman. And we played like crap and made it look way better and easier for him than it had to look. Rubs me the wrong way. It's just unacceptable. It's unacceptable. So let's just keep going with the complaint list here, shall we? Bracy, Hart, hurt. I know that sucks. I know that affected the game. You know who else was hurt? USC starting running back was hurt. The backup got more yards than all of our offense running combined. So why don't you save me the injury crying? Their starting running back was out. They ran the ball for 204 yards, and the backup had 145, I believe. That was how they handled their injury problems. So, yeah, those things obviously hurt, but are you going to sit there and say that's why all this looked this way? The whole defense came out sleepwalking like they got drugged at a party. And I'm supposed to believe that was because Bracy and Hart. Okay, yeah, right. You're just making excuses to feel better about it. That's what you're doing. If you're telling me those guys are out is why we are sleepwalking on defense and couldn't tackle all night. Get a grip of reality. Next, Fowler and the booth should be suspended. It's bordering on unprofessional. I think he got a hold of some of that extra strong legal California grade weed. Fowler was out of his mind, drooling over USC and Williams to the point he was even making up results of plays that didn't even happen. They're 9 yards short of the first down, and the guy acted like he won the lottery. Couldn't have been happier. It was offensive, and I muted the game. Additionally, when he raises his voice to yell like Gus Johnson does, it doesn't work. He has an awful, awful yelly voice. I can't listen to it on mute. He was unprofessional, bordering on unprofessional last night with his open embrace and love for everything USC did. They would gain 3 yards, and the guy acted like it was the first time he ever seen a woman before. Unbelievable. Just garbage from that booth. Next on the garbage list, the referees missed roughly 876 holding calls per play, not total, per play when USC had the ball. You know what they did? It was obvious to me. Don't call the holds on USC until this kid wraps up the Heisman And then at the end, once he pads those stats enough, then we start throwing the flags to show that we're fair. Tell me it didn't look like that's exactly what happened. Tell me. You can't. Next, just I briefly mentioned it before. The sluggish start, offensive. Can't happen. This is a rivalry game, a bitter, hated rival. They had everything in the world to play for. They started the game fired up, flying around, ready to play. Why didn't we? Brian Kelly's gone. That would have been the answer before, and at least I would have known the answer. What's the answer this week? Why were they more fired up and ready to play than you were? The answer to that's a problem. I don't know the answer, but whatever it is, it's a problem. They wanted it more. That's a problem. That offends me. They came ready to play. They were fired up right away. We weren't. We slept walk and ended up down early, and that set the night. Couldn't afford to do it. Bad job. We got out physical by USC, folks. Probably the most offensive stat from this ball game. 90 yards rushing for the Irish, 204 for USC. Not enough people are talking about it. Not enough people are mad about this part of the game. SC didn't just finesse you the way we thought they would. They out-physicaled you, too. That's a double red flag. You figured if they were going to win or pile it up on us, it'd be that kid throwing it all over on us. They were able to beat Notre Dame playing Notre Dame's game and their own game. That's dangerous, what you just allowed. They were able to run the ball for 204 and had Williams' escapability and arm to rely on. That is the most offensive stat of the night. Oh, USC soft, just wants to throw it around. Notre Dame's tough Midwest. These contrasting styles, they out-physicaled you. They out-physicaled you. It's not okay. It is not acceptable, and it's awful. All right? All the five keys to win the game, when we did Clemson, I came in here and said, Notre Dame did every single one and then some. Great job. We didn't do any of them tonight. None. Run the ball? Nope. Turnover margin? Nope. Get a big play that changes everything? Nope. Big special teams play? Joseph, maybe a touchdown if he doesn't fair catch it. I don't know. So no. No blocks tonight? No. Get off to a fast start? Nope. Contain Williams? Nope. Do I got to keep going? Anything else? Every single key to the game, Notre Dame failed. Not a surprise we lost. I want to know why. Why? But when you play that way and you don't do anything on the damn list, this is what you get. It just couldn't be now, couldn't be this team, couldn't look this way. Couldn't. This was the one result it couldn't look like, and you allowed it. The breaks went their way. Close calls went their way. Big plays. Almost interceptions. Williams threw up some balls we could have caught. Didn't. Foskey fumbled. It wasn't like, you name it, it didn't go our way. The ninth rendition of the tight end going for it on fourth and short. All year I kept waiting, thinking, Tommy Rees has got to be smart enough to know everybody's going to know that's on film, sell out for it. What's the pivot off it? I was waiting for them to keep in their pocket a trick off of that, knowing everybody knows what they're going to do. Nope. Zero creativity. Went ahead and did it again. Got no push. Ninth time in a row. Not a charm. Stoned. Total joke. Mayer, he's a beast. Sorry to see him go. Sad we didn't win anything that matters when he was here. Sorry. Sucks. Really hurts to see. That is the worst part about our guys that go early to the NFL. I always complain about it. They all go, but they don't have any hardware anybody cares about show at Notre Dame when they leave. Very frustrating. Colsey, good to see him flash it. He could be a guy next year, and we're going to need it. Let's talk about Pine. I swear to God, this Notre Dame quarterback situation is going to be the death of me. It is. It is so frustrating, unneedingly frustrating the way Notre Dame has done things at quarterback. Pine had a really solid stat line compared to Williams for a lot of the game. But he had the two his passing numbers were actually pretty strong. Really strong. You could argue his best of the year. Honestly, just the passing numbers. But he had the two brutal turnovers you just can't have that may have single-handedly determined the game at key moments. The mesh point, and then, again, Pine on the final interception. Not seeing guys wide open, throwing it into coverage. That's what a guy does when he's limited. I'm sorry. So you just can't have those turnovers. He's not why we lost the game per se. And I'm not saying he is. But I also know he's not the future what Notre Dame needs at quarterback. Both can be true. He is not like me pointing at him. He's why we lost the game. The defense has a lot to do with it too. Not being able to run the ball. So I'm not blaming Pine for that. He played okay other than those big turnovers. If you could even separate those out, which I have a hard time making work in my head. But even if you pull that out, fine. But I still know it's not good enough to be the quarterback next year. Well, whatever you think of him last night, I don't care. Still not good enough to be the starter. I'm over this. I'm over this. I'm over it. You saw what it looks like on the other side of the field when you have an elite guy. You saw it. I know it's unlikely Notre Dame's going to get a Williams, but it just showed you the stark difference of a guy who's going to take over a game and win it and a guy who's not capable. Sorry. Sorry. Notre Dame needs to get serious at quarterback. I'm done with these experiments. I'm done with unknowns. I'm done with blind hope of development and upside that never comes to fruition. I'm done with potential. I'm sick of being sold all these things that never develop into anything bigger on the field. I'm over it. I'm so over it. I just am. Go get me a proven big arm guy for next year. I'm done with the experiments. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it again next year. What's Buckner going to be? We don't know. We already know what Pine is. Not good enough. What's Angeli? We don't know. What's Minchie? We don't know. I can't live in a dynamic where we always don't know. Get me a guy with a big arm that I at least know could do that next year. The following year, then you get into a competition with young guys that actually have bodies and maybe some high-level upside. I'm done with the unknowns. It's killing Notre Dame. That position every year. Now, Pine was 8-for-8, 106, 1 TD, 13.5 average going into the half. That's as solid as you could really ask. 23 of 26, 3 TDs total, one interception, and that mesh fumble. He's doing a really good job as the backup. Also, you got to consider that. He's done a good job as the backup. Sometimes it's easy to lose sight of that. Fine. But still not going to be the quarterback next year. Like, thanks for that. Tough kid. Trying hard. Can't be the quarterback next year. No. I'm sorry. No. So that's what I see there. Like, fighter, tough kid, stat line good other than the turnovers. Yet still, no. I'm over this. I'm over this. And I don't want any unknown next year. Give me a transfer. I know what he could do. And build around that for one more year. I am sick of the unknowns at the most important position in sports. Notre Dame makes this look so much harder than it has to be. Look around the country how easy it looks. So, I moving back to Williams on the other side, he was great. We didn't need to let him clown us, bro. I mean, we let him look way better than he already was. Just couldn't tackle, no wrapping up, bad angles, bouncing off guys, not getting up blocks, not containing the edge, all of it. Everything you couldn't do against that guy, we let happen. Everything. Everything. 7,684 missed tackles is my estimate. I want to know why. Bad job of preparation. Lazy. Looked sluggish. Got down early. Every single thing Notre Dame couldn't afford to do, they did. It's a joke. It's just a bad job. Bad job. USC's defense looked bad all year. Now against us, they look bricked up. I take that personally. It offends me. You're telling me none of this is getting out coached and out schemed by Tommy and Harry? How? How? USC's defense struggled all year. You had 7 points at the half and 39 rushing yards. You're telling me you didn't get out schemed or out coached? Get real. No way. You got out physical and out schemed and out coached and out efforted. All of it. All of it. Estimate 43 yards, Diggs 34, Tyree 24 against this defense. Are you kidding me? The struggles in the short yardage run game are abhorrent. Unacceptable. Then flip it. We were giving up 4 or 5 yards running right up the middle on first and second down runs all night. Too much, and it offends me. How are you going to let that happen? You give up 204 yards rushing to USC. Okay, 154 to the backup running back. What am I missing here? Get serious about your life, because this wasn't it. That stuff's bad enough before you even worry about Williams running around extending plays and throwing the ball. Bad job. Just a bad job. 4 rushing TDs allowed, 800 missed tackles. Can't wrap up Williams, 204 yards rushing. He always found somebody when he ran around for 10 minutes, and then there is a guy with nobody around him, it seemed. Unacceptable. 232 yards passing and a TD. Dazzling escapes. Yeah, he's great and he deserves credit. He was not great to the level he looked last night. We had a lot to do with it. We helped out as much as we could. SC 8 of 12 on third down, 1-1 on fourth. We lost time of possession by 11 minutes. It was all not good enough. You could not afford this performance in year one of this rivalry. I don't care the dynamic, whatever. So how you want to look at this overall is kind of up to you. I see people saying, Freeman's still on the right track. You could tell. Overall, I had Notre Dame at 9-3 for the year. If you go back to the summer and look at my preview, I had them losing Ohio State and then mixing a win and a loss with Clemson and USC. So that would have been 2 losses. And then I had us lose. I literally said, I got a feeling we're going to lose one dumb one. We shouldn't lose. Just year one weirdness, bad paying your dues as a first time coach, whatever. So I had us winning one dumb one. We shouldn't have ended up being 2. It's the way these looked that rub you the wrong way. So I got people saying Freeman's on the right track. He'll get it figured out. Like, we've seen enough to know that. And I have other people saying Freeman took a top 5 roster and destroyed it. What's going on here? I disagree with that. Where do you get this top 5 roster from? I saw those tweets last night. This wasn't a top 5 roster this year. They started ranked 5th on the merit of what they accomplished last year. But this team wasn't last year's team. The quarterback dynamic, all that in play, the changing coaches. So I think that's a bit short-sighted. I never believed this was a top 5 roster entering the year. No way. There were obvious holes. And I'm not just saying that now that the regular season's over. Go back to the summer and look up the evidence if you don't believe me. There were obvious holes. But to come out and get out-efforted, out-coached, out-schemed, hand this guy a bouquet of flowers for winning the Heisman at your expense, 7 points at the half against USC's defense, turnovers, just bad tech, bad night. Bad night, and you couldn't afford a bad night, and you had it. I want answers. Why did you sleepwalk into the Coliseum to play your rival when they have all their goals on the line any college football team could want to play for? How did that happen? It's just unacceptable. So I need Freeman to get serious about life and football at Notre Dame. I need him, now that the season's over, to take a deep, hard look about the direction of this program and what parts of it he sees that are going there already and where he needs to change course. There were positives this year to look at that give you hope. Regardless of what happened to Clemson yesterday, that win was one of those moments. But the offensive output against Ohio State, USC, these big games, was an embarrassment. The no-shows and the other losses at home, an embarrassment. That all needs to get tightened up real damn fast. But for now, it rubs me the wrong way. Had we lost to these guys but played a solid game, this discussion would be different. That's not what happened, and that makes it not okay. Not okay to not be ready to go from jump against these guys. Not okay, and it's going to sit with me all offseason. It is. You can't end the year this way if you're Notre Dame. You couldn't, and you did, and I hate it. See ya.